All right, KFIZ News Time is coming up on 9:12, 12 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday. It's July 21st of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we roll on here this morning, and it is time for our weekly chat with our friends over at Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Joining us on the program is our good friend Joe Van Huysen with Envision. He's going to tell us about a program they have going on here this time of the year, and we're going to talk a couple of sports, I think, this morning with Joe. Joe, I know you're a big sports guy. How are you feeling this morning? Are you awake?
You know what? I got my voice back. I didn't have to do too much screaming at the TV. I was in my basement in the safe confines of my home. I was not out in the Deer District last night, but boy, what a show, wasn't it?
Oh, it was incredible. I have some friends who work in media, and they were out covering the Deer District yesterday and just looked absolutely insane. One of them said
it
they had to
bonkers.
Be at work at 3:30 in the morning, and they were still out there posting stuff at 12:30 in the morning
when
I finally went to bed last night. So I'm not sure if they made it to work, so I'll have to check in with them later. But great scene, and boy, 50 years since the last title, just incredible. Yeah. And for the state, for Milwaukee, for all the Bucks fans out there that sat through some really, really really bad basketball at times, some kind of on the verge of maybe getting the 8 seed, maybe being a lottery pick team, to now being at the top of the mountain. That's pretty awesome.
It is. It's a remarkable turnaround. But like you said, for the city of Milwaukee, for Southeast Wisconsin, even for the state in general, I look at that and I'm very impressed, because as you know, here at Envision, we're the Economic Development Corporation for Greater Fond du Lac. And looking at that lens, the Pfizer Forum and the program that they've put together with the Bucks organization, look at how that has paid off, with the money that's been poured into Milwaukee just from this basketball season, just from last night. The star power that was out and the attention that the city received and all of the money that came in for hotels, restaurants, all of that. It's a great example of what smart economic development can do, and how it can bring returns tenfold. And having the best player on earth on your team doesn't hurt either, right?
That is absolutely true. You made a good point. I actually read a story on the show yesterday morning as part of our preview of last night's game, and it was the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. They were commenting, they were being thankful that Milwaukee's gotten a ton of exposure on a national scale, because people all across the world tune into the NBA Finals and to the NBA in general. But I was reading a story about how the Wisconsin Department of Tourism was placing some ad buys, commercial time, or buying some commercial time during the finals in certain markets in hopes to attract people to our state. And that's just what you talked about. It's a Milwaukee thing for sure, but they come to Milwaukee, they see, hey, I see the city of Fond du Lac, they've got this cool festival going on. We're going to go up there for the weekend, and it kind of spreads out from there, right?
Absolutely. And we're a regional economy. We are very close. In Fond du Lac, we're very invested in the success of Milwaukee, just like we're, invested in the success of Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. All of these population centers are accessible from Fond du Lac. That's one of the great selling points for us of this area, is you kind of get the best of both. You get a quiet, safe, easily commutable, low cost of living community here, and you're within easy reach. I have plenty of friends that were down at the Deer District last night. It's not hard to get to. I got friends going to the Brewer game today. Mm-hmm. Kind of jealous, because it's a day game. They're taking off of work. But in any case, That's a great selling point. So the greater Fond du Lac area can latch onto that extremely quickly and easily. And when you have a successful basketball program, and you have a district down there that's desirable and getting all this attention and eyeballs, it's just another selling point. When people are considering this community or to work for one of our local corporations, and they're considering relocating from a different state, different part of the country. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Deer District, that's a selling point. It's huge. And obviously now that they've seen it on TV, it's something that sticks in their mind and go, man, that was a really cool scene. And, to only live an hour away from that and be able to be accessible, it's great. So, we're very excited here. because, as I said, we're regional economy, and that's their success breeds more success here.
It's a simple question. You want to be a part of that, then come here, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And then you're halfway between. You can get up to Green Bay, too, and hopefully we get that all resolved up there. Are you pulling the right string, Spencer, with the media partners? Are you...
I'm doing my best. I see Mr. Schefter over at ESPN is just rehashing old stuff at this point in time. But we'll see what happens with that. Obviously, it's going to be quite the 180 for Bucks fans. Obviously, we still have the Brewers going on, but go from superstar like Giannis and all the great guys like Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday and Bobby Portis and those guys that you've been cheering for, and now to the football drama coming up here potentially. But
yeah.
We got some time to enjoy it for sure here with the Bucks, and like you said, the Brewers still in first place, so that's awesome.
You bet. Yeah, if I learned anything from watching all of those terrible Bucks teams, it's you got to enjoy this when you've got it, because I doubt very much that anybody back in the early 70s, when the Bucks did win it last, I doubt they thought that they would go another 50 years before they saw another championship. I think they were thinking, okay, we'll get back next year, maybe in the next couple. So don't take it for granted. Enjoy it. Soak it in. Because, yeah, we don't know what the future holds.
That's absolutely true. Hey, Joe, let's talk about what we had you on the show for. We could talk for another like 2.5 hours if you want, but I know you had a program. It's listed on my sheet, and I'll let you describe more of it. It's listed on my sheet as LPP. That can mean any number of things, but tell us in Envision World what that means.
You down with LPP?
Me.
There it is. This stands for Leading Through People and Processes. This is a program that Envision does in conjunction with Moraine Park Technical College. It is a leadership and supervisory type of training series. I believe that this is going to be 9 sessions long, this rendition, actually 8 sessions long. This is for anyone that is a frontline supervisor, a manager of people, especially those that are newer into that type of role, someone that's only been in management or supervisory role for a couple of years. This is a pretty inclusive, cross-industry, very practical type of leadership training. So we've got small class sizes from all different industries across the greater Fond du Lac area, so you can have somebody in manufacturing and at the same time somebody in a professional service, someone in banking or lending, someone in insurance, and everyone deals with, to some degree, similar challenges in leadership because of your managing people. And so conversations are, it's a very conversational type of course. It's driven by the attendees to learn from one another and then from our instructor lined up by Moraine Park. I believe it's like a 52-hour course. It is. It does give you a credit at the end. And again, it's done in partnership with Moraine Park, so high level of professionalism, and a fabulous course. So the reason we're plugging this today is because the first session of this, what we're calling cohort number 5, because we've run this 4 times already, will begin September 16th. The entire class will wrap up January 6th. So again, there's 8 sessions between September 16th and January 6th. All that information is on our website, envisiongreaterfdl.com. And again, the program is called Leading Through People and Processes. So you can find that on a tab and you can pull up the information. It's a wonderful program for anybody in professional field in this area that wants to get a little bit more training, or maybe the first training they've had in a long time on managing leadership, supervising skills.
Very cool. Sounds like a great opportunity for people to take advantage of. As you mentioned, it's in September, so a couple months away yet, but always good to get on the calendar here early, right?
It is, and it's small class sizes, as I said, so there will be a cap, so it's better to get in now rather than to have to wait for the next session. That's part of what drives the success, is that you're learning in a small group, and the curriculum is very much determined, or the pace, I should say, is determined by the participants in it. I went through this myself, Spencer, and it was wonderful. I learned from individuals. As I said, we had a couple that were in manufacturing. We had someone that was in dentistry. someone in banking. Everybody deals with different challenges. Actually, there was one of the participants of my session, they came in one day and they said, well, what were you dealing with this week? What kind of leadership challenges did you have? And the guy said, well, I had to break up a fist fight on the floor yesterday. I go, well, I'm not quite dealing with that kind of challenge here in my leadership journey, but I learned from them. It's fascinating when you have that kind of variety, but you also deal with some of the exact same principles, the same theories of leadership, and the same struggles as anyone, regardless of the line of work they're in.
And you can probably take away from something like that how to diffuse a situation. Hopefully not
a fist fight
where you are, but, there's lessons to be learned in all those experiences that are shared, right?
Yeah, well, and I'm raising two young boys, so I'm sure I'm going to have it at some point. It's going to come up, and I'm gonna lean back on my LPP learning experience there.
Excellent. Joe, thanks so much for the time. As always, go Bucks. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Spencer.
Joe Van Huysen joining us from Envision Greater Fond du Lac, keeping us up to date on what's going on, telling us more about the LPP.